How we long that you may be encouraged and find out more and more how strong are the bonds of Christian love. How we long for you to grow more certain in your knowledge and more sure in your grasp of God Himself. May your spiritual experience become richer as you see more and more fully God's great secret, Christ Himself. For it is in Him and in Him alone that men find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Here now is David Johnston, teaching on your selected topic to help you in your walk with Christ.
I don't know how long this is going to take. It's going to take 3 weeks probably, because I decided to read every verse in the Bible that had to do with strength. And so between yesterday and today, I read 377 verses. I have about 600 to go. But this is so important a subject that I did a quick sort through all of the scriptures about strength. Because as you know, these are turbulent times, right? And we talk a lot about the signs of the time and what's going on around the world and how bad it is. Well, I think you could get downright discouraged if all you heard was the bad news. So I thought tonight we should begin a couple of 3 Wednesday nights on the subject and discover the secrets of strength. And in fact, I think at the top of your notes, there's a scripture there, and it's this one. For when we were yet without strength, we were without strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And God has big intentions about, and that's not the verse that's at the top of your notes. Tell me what the very top one is. Right in the top, just tell me what the top one is. The Lord will give strength unto His people. That's what I was looking for. The Lord will give strength unto His people. And I'm believing that if you have been doing battle with stuff and have had fatigue or even uncertainty, thinking something was going to overcome you or something was going to overtake your family or damage your children or interfere with the future or wreck your finances or destroy your health or in any way, you have these thoughts of losing in the face of the days of uncertainty, that it's very important tonight that we begin to learn that God gives strength to His people and He wants you to have that strength. Certainty that whether it's physical, financial, spiritual, emotional, or social, that you will have enough of what it takes, energy and strength, to conquer all the time, every time. So, let's learn some of the secrets of strength. We'll start tonight with really on the sources of strength, which you'll be surprised how many of them are secret. And we're going to reveal those in just a few moments. But it's a good thing to start off with the understanding that God wants you strong. His will for you is strength and not weakness. He wants you up and not down. He wants you the head and not the tail. He wants you the winner, not the loser. He wants you to overcome and not become over. Amen. He wants you to be strong. How do we know this? So let's just take a look at a couple of snapshots through the scripture to see this. Look at the scripture. Both riches and honor come from thee. This is David's prayer at the dedication of the temple. And thou reignest over all. Never forget that. God's in charge. And in thy hand is power. In thy hand is power and might. Now watch this. And in thine hand it is to make great. And you may say, well, I'm not in either of those categories yet. So just in case you think that way, look at this next. And it's in thy hand to give strength unto. I think you're in this list. I think I'm in this list. The intention of God, understood by the one who was closest to his heart, man after God's own heart, was the understanding that God has the intention and the ability that is in his hand, the power and the might, to make you great and to give strength unto everybody. There isn't anybody in this room tonight to whom God does not want to impart strength. Let's look at another scripture. This is a startling one for most of us. In Psalm 8, is one of the great psalms. This is the one where it says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Son of man that thou visitest him. Thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim, and made him to have dominion over all the works of thy hand, all the birds of the air, the fowls of the air, the beasts of the sea, and the fishes of the sea, the beasts of the field, fowls of the air, etc. Now watch this. Out of the mouths of babes, little children that are so young, you can't tell whether they're a child or a baby. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength. God intends your children to have strength at a young age. And there's a reason for this. And the scripture gives you the reason. So that the enemy of your children, look at this, you might still the enemy, still the enemy, still the enemy, stop the enemy. Oh, that's really good news. You know, if God is for us, who can be against us? Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemy. Now watch this. That thou mightest still the enemy. Now look at the other name for the enemy here. The avenger. The only way that Satan has to get back at God is to mess with God's creation. And you are the crown of God's creation. So the avenger, Satan, in order to get back at God, wants to do in you, wants to do in your children. He even kills babies. Satan is a baby killer. Aren't you glad for the president's speech this afternoon, when he vetoed stem cell research because he says, with all due respect to science, we must maintain a moral clarity and we will not kill children in order to have better science. The Senate passed it. The president vetoed it. The House passed it, but the president has vetoed it. I say, it applies to our children. These children, you know what was interesting? I didn't get to see it. I happened to hear it. But I could hear all the little babies yelling in the background while the president was talking. And apparently he was surrounded with little children when he was giving the speech. What a great setting. Whoever staged that one did it right. And he turned to the little kids and he said, the purpose of these children is not to supply parts. If you want to know what's behind the killing of babies, and we have killed one out of every seven Americans in the last 35 years before they even got a chance for life, there's an avenger. It's an attempt to get back at God by damaging the creation. But here's the good news. I'm sorry I got carried away with this one. This is the good news. The good news is that God has ordained strength for the babies, the sucklings, and the children, that they will be able to stop the enemy. They don't have to wait till they get 12 or 18 or 25 before they got spiritual power? God has ordained sucklings to have strength. God wants you strong. Well, I thought I'd better put a New Testament verse. I don't want you to read it all. Let's go quick. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Look at this. Strengthened with all might. That's what I want you to see. I want you to get this phrase. God wants you strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. Wow. My point is simply this, my friends, that God has not ordained you or chosen you to weakness, but to strength. And so this is a wonderful thing to know. Now, there are secrets to strength. Most people, every Christian can be strong, but often we are not because we don't know the secrets of strength. Watch this verse for a moment, because, and it's a familiar one to you. It's a story of Samson, who was the strongest man, I guess, that ever lived. And the lords of the Philistines came to Delilah, and said unto her, entice him. I think she was good at that. Most women are. Because men are so weak. They're enticeable. Hello. Let's talk about this for a minute. Because your response was not good enough. I'm going to give you a little sneak preview from Proverbs chapter 31. Listen, men. Give not thy strength unto women. Oh. Now, you should use your strength for women. Oh, yes. We use our strength for women. And it may seem that a woman wants to give you her strength. She probably does. But if you ever do it, she don't want you either. Because men were not made to absolve their strength and become something less than what God intended. We Christian men today, when we're talking here about strength, we're not just talking about working out in the gym, having a physical body strength. We're talking here about moral strength. Every Christian man should be morally strong. And we're going to discover some of the secrets to moral strength. We should not be enticeable. We should not be seducible. Hello. Now, if we as men will be strengthened so that we are not seducible, we will stand out in the crowd because the mass is. Hollywood has done it. From one coast to the other and from one border to the other, we have a generation of men who are moral weaklings. Oh God, show us the secrets to this. So, this Delilah, they said, you entice him and see wherein his strength lies. Where is his strength? Now he'd already told her, misled her a couple of times. Now I don't know what's the matter with this. I mean, let me tell you something. When you get seduced by woman, you lose your brains. Hello. You lose your brains. She had already played this card. Oh, Samson, you love me. Tell me why. How come you're so strong? And he told her, well, if you tied my hands with a certain kind of rope and so many times around, I would not have any strength. And so guess what happens next scene? He gets tied with the same kind of rope that he had just, come on. Now, and she cried, the Philistines are upon you. And he broke them and he slew the Philistines. Now, okay, Samson, that was really stupid. Now she comes back a second time, and he tells her another story. And sure enough, he said, if you tie my hair into locks, I will lose my strength. So while he's sleeping on her lap, she brings in the hairdresser, and they do his hair up in locks. And she cries, the Philistines are upon you! And he rouses himself, and he slays the Philistines again. Now, this is the third time, all right? Third time. Like, does this boy have any clue at all? Right. And I'll tell you why. It's because he was enticeable. It was because he was seducible. It's because he really gave his strength unto this woman. That's what he gave his strength to. And you lose your brains when you do that. You can't think straight. It discolors. It distorts. It damages the processes. Stuff does not compute like it ought to compute. Find out what the secret of his strength is, so we can prevail against him, that we may bind him and afflict him. And we will give you, every one of us, I don't know how many of them there were, 1,100 pieces of silver times however number of men there were, and you know the story. Now the secret to Samson's strength was that he had a covenant with his God. And that's really important. But there are many secrets. That was Samson's secret. He took the Nazarite vow as a child. Never let his hair ever be cut. Alcohol never touched his lips. Kept his vow. The Lord made him mighty. That was Samson's secret to strength. I want you to know, though, that God has a whole lot of secrets to strength that he wants you and I to understand. And so that's why we want to move now to the subject of the sources of strength. That's tonight. Even these sources of strength, many people, don't know them. Now, before I start talking about these sources of strength, let's just get it clear how important sources are. When you need a source, in my wife's business, she needs cloth of certain, she's got to have sources for it. You're going to sell a product, you got to have sources. Resources, same thing. The key to getting strength is to know where the sources are. So tonight, we want to try and cover some of these sources. And then we're going to get into next Wednesday night into other aspects of the secrets of how the principles of strength work. Okay, ready? Number one, this will surprise you. You can strengthen yourself. You didn't know you could do that, did you? This is really good news. And Israel strengthened himself. This is really good news. Your becoming strong does not depend on anybody else except you. You can, if you will take it upon yourself to strengthen yourself, you can be strong. What do you need to overcome? Is it loneliness? Is it emptiness? Discouragement? Depression? Physical disease? What do you need to overcome? Whatever it is, you can go to the sources if you will take on this attitude that this is my responsibility, as opposed to saying, well, God hasn't given me the strength and I'm really losing right now. Oh, the devil did this, the devil did that. Now, you can strengthen yourself. Secondly, this is a surprise. Strength can come from your children. Now, just a moment ago, we quoted that scripture, 8 and 2 of Psalms. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength. Well, Reuben, you're my firstborn, my might. You're the beginning of my strength. You're the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. I wish all the children were here tonight, but for those of you who are in that category, whether a child or a young person, teenager, it's a good thing for you to know. You know, let me tell you what the problems parents have. Parents are people. And they come with needs and weaknesses just like you do. You would be surprised, I'm sure, if you knew as a child and as a young person, a teenager, how much strength you can be to your father and to your mother. I cannot boast about this. I can't even put words in my father's mouth. He's gone. My hope, though, for I did not do it in my teenage years, but when I turned into my 20s, after I was 18 and became a Christian, well, according to them, when I got saved and filled with the Spirit and called into the ministry all the same night, it was one of the great elation points for my father and my mother. That's only one way. But when a father can look at the countenance of a son or daughter and see the character of Jesus forming in them, it does something inside him that makes him bigger than he otherwise would be. God, listen. You know the scripture, a child shall lead them. That's why Jesus said, they were looking, the disciples wanted to know who's going to be greatest in the kingdom. And so Jesus had them all in this little group and he took a little child and set it down in the midst of them. And this is the kingdom stuff. Except you become this little child. This is the greatest in the kingdom. You see, that's why I reject all the theological systems today that tell us how bad kids are from birth up. Because I don't think the Bible teaches that at all. And I suggest to you that God has dignified sucklings and babes, ordained them strength to still the avenger, to stop him. And sometimes, when you're old like some of you are, some of us are, and you've gone down a lot of valleys and had to go around a lot of mountains and through a lot of desert places, and you wear. And you wear down somewhat. You come to Daniel School graduation, listen to these kids up here, and you walk out of here strong. I could name names from within our group of children who inspire my wife and I. Strength can come from your children. If it doesn't, it's probably because we adults have an ego far too big. Well, this is a no-brainer. Strength comes from God, and I could give you 75 or 200 verses about this subject, but it needs to be mentioned right up here at the front. His hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. So strength comes from God. I'm not going to spend any time on that one because, my goodness, well, we're going to come to that one another time. Well, here's a good one. Joy causes strength. Did you know that? The opposite of depression, or excuse me, the opposite of joy is probably depression. You can't have joy and depression at the same time. And I'm telling you, depression will take away your strength. It will take away a lot of strength. But joy will give you strength. Wow. The temptation here, of course, is to go into a whole theme on joy. And there, you ought to look up how many scriptures there are about joy. But look at this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Whoa. Depression will hurt and damage and weaken and undermine, reduce. Depression will make you trudge through life, and joy will cause you to ride upon the high places. God will give you the feet, hinds feet, Scripture says, like the feet of a deer. Joy does that. It's a source of strength. Now, you need to get your joy back. That's, by the way, the word rejoice. Simple. Is to get back your joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Woohoo. See? Because if you have that thing going for you, you're strong all the time. You can't be locked up, pushed down, squished, stomped on, rattled, shook, distressed. Because you got this spring in you. Comes from the joy of the Lord. Well, the Word of God. When you need strength, like David said, my soul was melting with heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. And I am sure right now we could have whatever number of us here could testify. Well, we just opened the book and we found that scripture and it changed the whole picture, right? And strength came in instead of weakness and you stood up instead of falling down. Because the Word of God does that. That's why. Can I take you to one of my favorite Psalms just for a minute? And it's you will laugh probably when you see this because it's kind of one of my favorites. Lord, remember David. I quote this a lot, Lord. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. But you know, that's not where the psalm ends. I want you to see something here. Because he swore. He swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. And look at what he swore. Look at what he committed himself to do. I will not, surely I will not come in the tabernacle of my house, nor go up to my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Israel. Now, you're going to have to look at me to get the meaning of this. Lord, remember David and his afflictions. But here's what changed the picture. I will not go to my house at 2207 Alicia Lane. And I won't go to the bed on the second story overlooking the beach. And I will not go to sleep. Ready? Until I have a place for the habitation of my Lord. I don't want to go home and my wife come home to me. And I don't want to go to bed unless I know that I have first a place as habitation for the Lord. I want to be inhabitable. Now, I know that Dave was talking about a building here, a tabernacle, a temple. But for me, it's this tabernacle. Because he no longer dwells in temples and tabernacles made with hands. See? So, this is the fix. Remember David. Word of God. Crying out to God causes strength. This isn't just praying. This is, in the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthenest me. I want you to get this. When I cried, you strengthenest me. Now watch this, because this is interesting. Was strengthen my soul. Strength in my emotions. Strength in my mind. I don't know about you. I could use some physical strength too. But I particularly need strength in my mind. I don't know about you. Are you coping? The only way you can cope is you got to be bigger here than what's going on around you. I want my emotions strong so I don't get buried by all the bad news. I don't want my emotions played with. I don't want my emotions upset. I don't want my emotions destroyed by depression and discouragement and the enemy. I remember Billy Graham saying this one time, you know, years ago, I was just a young kid. I was just doing the ministry, and he gave me a scholarship and paid my airfare and everything to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to the Billy Graham School of Evangelism, and I took a bunch of notes, and I went home going to be an evangelist like Billy Graham. But I'll never forget. Listen to this, what he said. He said, I've never known the Lord to use a discouraged Christian. Your emotional strength and well-being is fundamental to your function. When I cried, you heard me. In the day that I cried, you heard me. And you strengthened me with strength in my soul. Well, we can take it. We can cope. It doesn't matter what's going on around us. Because we got strength, and it comes from crying out to God. So where you lay aside all your inhibitions, and you out loud cry out to God. And when you do that, he does what he otherwise would not do. You need to read Bill's book. We have 20 of them on order. The Power of Crying Out. Because when you cry, listen to me, show me a father, show me a mother who doesn't act more quickly and more emphatically when the child's crying. Because a cry means there's an urgency thing going on here. And our Father is no less than we earthly representatives of him called by his name, Father and Mothers. When we cry, he strengthens our soul. Well, salvation, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one, but because we're going to come back to it another time. Oh, Lord God, the strength of my Savior, you've covered me ahead in the day of battle. And in fact, let's take a look at this New Testament verse here. He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Like, salvation includes an impartation of strength that wasn't there before you got saved. That's why you don't quit sinning in order to become a Christian. That's like trying to clean the fish before you catch them. Huh? You come just as you are, and when you do, you can walk down the aisle a drunkard and walk out a saint. Why? Because strength enters into you when you get saved. That's what that Romans chapter 5, verse 6 is about. When we were without strength, Jesus died for us. So, salvation is a mighty source of strength. Wisdom and understanding. Look at this scripture. This will make you strong. Wisdom will make you strong. Counsel will make you strong. Understanding will make you strong. Counsel is mine. And sound wisdom. And here, wisdom is speaking here, saying, this is the personification, I am. This is the personification. And by the way, it's represented by a woman. It's female. I am understanding and I have strength. When you seek after her wisdom, you will get her strength. Need strength? You got a lot of sources. Let's look at another verse. A wise man is strong. Look at this. A man of knowledge increases strength. Want to increase your strength? Get the book opened. Get the book opened. Don't leave the house without it firmly established in you for the day. It'll make you strong. Wisdom strengthens the wise. Look at this. More than 10 mighty men which are in the city. Because it affects wisdom as a source of strength. Following the ways of the Lord. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. That's why I put this word following in here, because this is the only way you can follow. The upright can't. So it makes you upright, you follow the Lord. The way of the Lord is strength. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Just following the ways of the Lord with a pure motive will give you strength that you otherwise would not have. That's why Jesus so succinctly said it this way, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. You can't skip some of the wisdom and just go for certain wisdoms. Yeah? You ever got it? Following the ways of the Lord is a source of strength. Well, so is waiting on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen thine heart. So we've talked about having your soul strengthened a few moments ago. Now we're talking about the strengthening of your heart. I say wait on the Lord. Now, I've heard several doodads on this word wait. Somebody said it was like a waiter waiting on the Lord, like in serving the Lord. I'm not persuaded, but it's kind of neat if it's in your wait on the Lord means don't do it until He tells you. It's that simple. Don't go forward without instructions. Don't leave until you got the map. Don't run through life trying to figure it out. Wait. I tell you something, there's not much more important than getting orders from headquarters. To hear that small voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Instructions. Wait on the Lord. Now, the famous portion, and I'm going to throw a lot of scriptures on the screen, but we'll do it quickly here. But this is the famous portion. He giveth, look at this, He giveth power to the faint. Look at this. This is worth memorizing. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even young people shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall unless they do what this next verse says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hey, I want you to catch a couple things here. Strength is renewable. You really need to understand that. If you right now don't feel that strong, don't sweat it, because your strength can be renewed. You can get back. Once it's gone, it's not gone forever. That's why God has made so many sources of strength available. And some of the ones that are coming up, well, I'm sure they will surprise you. Let's take a look at a couple more. Well, leaders, that's this is Moses about Joshua. This is God telling Moses, charge Joshua. Now, here's what he's supposed to do. Three things he's supposed to do with Joshua. Now, Joshua, Moses never got to go into the promised land. Joshua was the one who picked up where Moses left off. And God commissioned Moses to do three things with Joshua. Charge him. Give him the responsibility. Declare to him, this is what you're supposed to do. Same mission I gave you, Moses. You hand the charge on to him. Secondly, you need to encourage him, because he doesn't think he's very great. But in addition, Moses, I want you to strengthen him. And if you do these three things, he will go over before this people, and he will cause them to inherit the land. That's what leaders are supposed to do. Leaders are supposed to give directions, godly, encourage people, and be a source of strength. Courage and hope produce strength. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart again, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage. Now, this word courage is kind of an interesting word. This is the strong number, and shazag is the Hebrew word. It means to be obstinate. Honey. It means to fasten upon something, and hence to seize it. That's what courage means. Be persistent. Be courageous. And he will strengthen if you hope in the Lord. All right. Here's a source of strength. Sitting still. Their strength is to sit still. Now, go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. This will always be a source of strength. Just sit still. One of the best things we could ever do, you could ever do, I could ever do. Go somewhere where nobody else is, or no activities are going on, and sit there. Sit. An hour? 2 hours? Sometimes good things will happen in 10 minutes. But usually if you're not used to stillness, you won't know how to handle it. You see, God speaks in the stillness. Be still and know that I am God. More strength, more recovering, more resilience, more renewal can take place in the stillness. And here's why. Because in the hustle and bustle of life, you're expending energy, and something happens when you just flat stop. That's why if your life is too busy, you want to take some big steps to slow it down. Go out into the silence and listen. Sit still and listen. Sit still. It's almost a parallel to waiting on the Lord. There are times, and they should be off, when we go into the closet and we shut the door and we speak to God in secret. And it's wonderful because God invites us to do that. And you know, and God says, go ahead, say everything you want to say. But after you've finished saying everything you think you need to say, you know what's the most important thing? Just sit and listen. Because prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue. And it's more important that we hear from Him than He hear from us. Although He invites us. Like, hey, this is Mr. Big. He knows everything already. What do you think you got to tell Him He doesn't know? But He still wants you to tell it to Him. He wants you to tell it to Him because in that telling of prayer, you get to establish before God what the agenda is. This is what we're talking about, God. And you and he are on the same page. But after you get done, sit still. Listen. There is no price too great to pay to hear the voice of God. Sit still. It's 8 o'clock. Should we go home? I got, what, 7 more on this page? Tell you what we do. We're bringing notes back next Wednesday night. Because some of the ones that are coming are still are shocking, and people have no idea that they can find strength in these revelations, these secrets of Scripture. And next week, we'll finish out this, and I'm going to give you, I did pay, printed, I don't usually do printing on Wednesday night, but I thought the subject is so important that I wanted you to have a permanent record, and so I did that. And I'll do the same next week. And next week, we're going to finish the sources of strength. And best is yet to come on the sources. And then we're going to move into, and we'll have time, I believe, next week, to get started on the secrets that are associated with strength. Because even though you know the source, why is it with all these sources, people don't draw on them? So there's a group of principles, if you please, in the Scripture that help us, now that we know the source, to extract what we need from each of these. And to me, it's very remarkable that God wants you strong so much that He has provided a whole list of sources. And we will get to understand the meaning of what Paul stated when he said, when I'm weak, I'm really strong. How could that be true? It's true because he understood some of the secrets of strength that we're going to learn. Some of them right from him. Amen? So I look forward. But, beloved, before you leave here, let me just say earnestly, God really is for you. And he wants you strong. Wants you strong. And he's made every provision. And that's, I mean, what an exciting time.
We trust this teaching has been a blessing to you. For further information on other teaching and series topics, please visit our website at nothingbutthetruth.us or call us toll-free at 1-888-THE-TRUTH. That's 1-888-438-7884.